Diary Cast. Hi, I'm Damon Hart Davis, and welcome to Earth Notes podcast on all things eco and green and efficient at home. 21st March 2021. Lockdown continues, though our kids have been back at school a couple of weeks, and the pubs may open outside on the 12th of April. The 21st is Census Day, and I've had a first AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccination. Here is a brief roundup since Christmas, so pretty much the first quarter of 2021. 25th December 2020. I stayed at home for Christmas while the family went to visit Grandad in our bubble. On Christmas Day, I was getting festive wafts of burning food and sounds of smoke alarms through my MHRV. Truly Yuletide. 24th of January, we had snow, thus little to no generation from the grid-tide system, but some from the vertical panels off-grid. In January generally, it looks like about 20% of this month had a grid carbon intensity low enough that heating water by electric resistance would be lower carbon than gas. There's some extra technical detail on the podcast webpage. 11th of February, it was nominally minus 8 degrees Celsius overnight here last night, and a record low temperature for the UK this millennium at the Braemar weather station of minus 23.0 degrees C. But now my off-grid battery is full for the first time since late October. 14th of February. The outside temperature at noon was back up to about 11 degrees C today. 15th of February. The Beast from the East 2 lasted from about the 6th to the 15th of the month, with gas demand peaking one day at just over 40 kilowatt hours. 16th of February. I have tentatively expressed interest in additional solar PV storage in a solar together group buy scheme. 16th of February again. I'm interested to try for an e-bike, e.g. borrow for a month for free in the local scheme, assuming that it is all still running when we're allowed out again. 21st of February. At around 3 p.m. it was warm, about 14 degrees C, and sunny enough to have washing drying on the line, and lots of windows open to air the house a bit, with the heating turned off, of course. The off-grid battery warmed up to 12 degrees C. 27th of February. For science, I'm testing if the new Parkbury 2-litre growler might avoid landfilling or recycling any packaging in the course of regular vitamin B intake. For example, by having two 2-litre growlers in the fridge and exchanging them each week for full ones, like milk bottles. February in generally. Annoyingly, we had record high electricity consumption this month, partly due to both kids doing lockdown schooling from home, each using a computer all day. 8th of March. We're starting regular home self-testing for everyone from this week for COVID. 16th of March, I'm slickly and easily booked in to get my first COVID-19 vaccination shot in a few days' time. 19th of March, it's sunny enough to recharge my entire stash of NIMH AA cells on my desk that I use in Radbots, etc., off-grid. 21st of March, it's Census Day and AstraZeneca jab today. The first person to DM me on Twitter or email me about this comment in the next few days, I'll get you a tenner, GBP 10 or equivalent. There's more on my Earth Notes website at earth.org.uk.